As investigations continue into the planning, execution, and aftermath of the September 11th attacks, government officials have relied on thousands of intercepted foreign language communications. Translating many of those messages has been the job of the 300th Military Intelligence Brigade, the Army National Guard's linguistics unit based in Utah. No one in the brigade will talk about their work, but NPR's Howard Berkus has been doing some digging.
What we know for sure is that some members of this unit are huddled in a plain red brick building in a Salt Lake City suburb, and they're translating documents and recordings that have been sent to them by the National Security Agency, the FBI, the CIA. An Army official has confirmed for me that these materials are part of the investigation of the September 11th attacks, and that the unit was tapped because it has members who are fluent in Arabic and in Farsi.
I must say, this sounds surprising. Utah as a place where so many people speak foreign languages, especially Middle Eastern languages. What's going on? Why is this unit based in Utah?
As a matter of fact, Utah is a treasure trove of foreign languages. And that's because most of the people in this state, about 70%, are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, better known as the Mormon Church. And there are 60,000 young Mormons who are spread out across the globe at any one time, preaching their religion to people, many of whom don't speak English. So they study the language of the country they're assigned to at a missionary language school here, and then they spend up to 2 years speaking that language on their missions. And return missionaries have resulted in an interesting statistic here. 30% of the people in Utah speak a foreign language, and that's essentially why this brigade of military linguists is based here in Utah.
Okay, so it makes sense that if they're going to other countries to proselytize, of course they'd have to learn those foreign languages. But my understanding was that Mormons do not go to Islamic countries. So how is it that this unit has people fluent in these languages?
Well, the unit does include people who are native speakers of these languages, people who, you know, emigrated to Utah or grew up in families where these languages were spoken. It also includes people who, because of their Mormon missions, have a demonstrated proficiency for a second language, and that's considered an indicator of an ability to learn even more languages. And these people would join the unit and be sent to the Defense Language Institute, where they're presumably encouraged to learn the languages that the intelligence community needs the most. That also happens with recruits who just simply join the unit, who don't have a second language to begin with, but are sent off for that language training. And so this unit of 750 to 1,000 members speaks about 35 languages, and some of them were deployed in the Persian Gulf during Operation Desert Storm. Recently, they were sent to Kosovo and Bosnia.
NPR's Howard Berkus in Salt Lake City. Thank you, Howard.
Thank you, Lisa.